Thank you for listening to Mimosas in the Morning.
I'm like thinking.
Good morning and welcome to Mimosas in the Morning. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Holly. And this week we're doing a whole series about the National Guard and the Reserves and their realities, the realities of their life. They're educating us. I found that I did not know a whole lot. And when I was in D.C., they were talking in beautiful little circles, and I was like, I have no clue about this. I did not know that this happened. Mm-hmm. And so the best way when you don't know something is to never talk about something you don't know, is to get educated by others that do. So absolutely. Today we have our beautiful Megan, who is Miss Carol was supposed to be here. She was going to talk about the Yellow Ribbon Program. And I have to say, Megan, you are a trooper, because late last night I was like, can you please come on? And bless Kara, it happened. Work. We're doing the best we can, right?
Yeah. We are doing the best we can. I think we've all had a little bit of it. Well, at least we have had a little struggles this morning, mm-hmm. but we're here and we're really glad to have Megan with us.
So thank you.
We're going to learn something.
Yeah, we're going to learn something. I know she's wearing her red AFI shirt yesterday.
Very nice.
But look, Leslie and I are matching. And we promise we don't do this on purpose.
It's like blue. We got it going on.
Yeah, we wore pink last week. We looked at each other. We're like, huh. And then today we're both in navy. We're like, yeah. All right.
We do not talk about it, as I promise. But you're looking beautiful. Red is your color, girlfriend.
Well, thank you. So are you too. So glad to be here. So thank you for inviting me.
The mic is on, and you're going to tell us fun fact that we don't know. And something that you feel might be an issue or might not be an issue, or something that you think that you're working on or someone's working on that's worth telling. And then educate us. What does your spouse do? Yeah. The Reserves, is it the National Guard? Which one?
Right. Okay. So fun fact, we'll start there. Have a really cool one. I'm really proud of this one. So I'm sure you've heard of the Purple Star Award for school district. So that program started in Ohio. So we have a wonderful youth program team inside Ohio National Guard Family Programs. And Chip Merkel is our champion for this program, and he's just been amazing. So in 2 years, he was able to visit every single public school in Ohio with that message of what that program is.
That's awesome.
Amazing. It's such a cool program. So we're super proud of that here in Ohio and getting that, you know, going. And I would love to provide some information, maybe a link or something that we can post. So people can get some information, maybe take a look at our site, and then they can contact their own Department of Education at their states to get information what their state is doing for that as well.
We would like that.
That is very cool.
We started the purple, I call it Purple Up Club, because I had to have something cute name, but it's just the Military Kids Club. And Stacy. Yeah. Stacy started that. So always give kudos to who started something. And that was Stacy. She's an Air Force spouse here in Florida. And then we saw what she was doing, and she passed on that booklet of information, and then Lethea's got the second club. And now we have...
And Stowers is trying.
They're working. Her kids' school saw what we're doing, and they are starting their own. So this is great information we can take and be able to see if we can implement it. You know, you always want to grow, right? Want to grow where you are. I like fun fact. That was awesome.
That was a good
one. Yes. So, yeah, we're super proud of that. It's such a cool program to recognize those schools that are having that big, huge commitment to those military families and supporting them and all of that. So, yeah, it's a great program.
That's really
nice. So, yeah, as far as, you know, my story, my initiative, what I'm working on, I would really say it's resources. And I think that we heard a little bit about that yesterday. But to kind of touch a little bit more on that.
Is your spouse air or ground?
So my spouse is Air National Guard, mm-hmm. but I work with Army National Guard. So I have a little take on both. So, you know, back, you know, several years ago, we were, our son was struggling. As you know, our branch is very geographically dispersed all throughout, not even just the states. This state of Ohio, we can kind of really branch out to many of the states in America, and everybody comes in to drill here. So you're looking at families that are really inside civilian communities. There's no base sometimes that are close by. So we're looking for resources. Our son is struggling. We have two kids. Our daughter is 12. Our son is now 8. This was several years ago. And so he's just really struggling and having such a hard time. And because he just idolizes his dad. And so I was looking for resources. And it was so hard to do that, but I ended up getting some success and I found some resources and I'm like, okay. And, you know, did some, you know, looking into it and reading and all that stuff. And I go to utilize the resource and it, because of our duty status, we did not qualify. It was such a disheartening experience as a mom to go through that. Like my heart it just broke for my kid. And, you know, we're resilient. We figure it out. And we did. I figured it out how to help my son and help him grow through that experience and whatnot. But now I am so lucky to be able to work with military families and provide them resources to kind of stand in that gap, bridge that process, and make it so they don't have to go through that.
Explain to everybody when you talk about that, because when you're active duty, we're covered. We're not having to go into a system and every time reactivate our status
I'm sure it affects our health care, it affects everything.
So how does that, like Warfiel, it's only when you're activated and then when you're not, then you have to go back in. Is that why the 2 weeks, then it didn't work? Explain that a little bit, because I know
status. So if he's not activated, so, and that is, you know, over 30 days, if he's not activated in that capacity, that the resources that we can utilize are different. Because some of the resources are for active. And, you know, the misleading part for me back then was that, you know, this resource is for military families. So I'm a military family. Mm-hmm. So when getting back to the activation, when that, you know, changes, it changes what we can access and what we can't access. It changes our TRICARE. It changes so many different things for us. And sometimes there's a lag in that too, which can create all other kind of issues, which, you know, can be hard to kind of navigate, you know, having a lag in some of those, you know, coverages and whatnot. But yeah, the duty status is definitely a big thing for us to manage as Guard families.
And it's difficult to manage even when you're active duty. So I couldn't imagine having that added, hey, are we covered today? Are we not covered? That kind of thing. I think that would be very difficult to manage.
I know Sam had mentioned that her child was sick and she went to the pharmacy to get a prescription. And they told him, like, you're not covered. What do you mean I'm not covered? And it's that process of activating and not being activated and trying to understand that. I would be so confused. I mean, that's just
right.
When you
it is. And you're not having similar experience to Sam too with that, to where, you know, our son had some kind of breathing stuff and whatever was happening and we had to get the steroids and all the things. And, you know, because of our status, we were showing in the system that we didn't have health insurance, but we did, and it was going to get retroactive, but you have to, you know, it can, you know, it's just,
it's
a thing. And I'm grateful to now know, and now I can be financially prepared when all that happens and just know that's going to happen and pre-plan. And, you know, we're resilient.
The thing I see with you, Megan, is the fact, and it's typical of the military spouse, this resources aren't there that you need. So, you know what, I'm going to create this. I'm going to find this. I'm going to help the military family so they don't have to deal with what I did. Use my knowledge to assist others.
Yep. Take it to be, you made it a positive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good.
But that's still so sad. Like, it just... It's something I don't know, because I don't dip into that or never thought about it. I know that y'all are working as National Guard on that, and you know, I want to follow your story, because to me, that's a big stressor. Like, to know that you can't just go and get your prescription for your child, and you're already dealing with someone that's sick that you love, and then you can't get them the medicine that they need, but you know that you are entitled to that, mm-hmm. but yeah. you don't have it. That's hard.
Well, you know, and I think that's the thing that probably a lot of other people don't understand, and not just your active duty military community. They don't realize that you all are sit there. You could be, you know, in your, let's say, normal lives as far mm-hmm. as you, as far as normalcy goes, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're activated. They could be deploying within wherever, and it's, yeah. you know, that people don't understand. There's a huge upheaval. I think that we live with the, okay, I know it can happen,
yeah.
but I think that you all have a little more of a, is it a surprise factor really sometimes that you just aren't sure that something's going to happen. You have the idea, but then all of a sudden kind of there on.
Well, I think it just depends on the unit really and the tempo and what's happening. And as you know, as a military family, we have to be ready for change. We have to be ready for things to kind of, you know, ramp up fast or, okay, now it's not happening, you know, that kind of thing. So I, from what I'm hearing from other spouses, from other branches of service, that seems to be the same, you know, where we have to, and I know that it has been said with other National Guard spouses that, you know, after 9/11, things changed. So we're in a cycle where we have to be ready all the time.
9/11 changed your life.
Everything changed.
For you. Everything for the National Guard. It's not, it's just the same. Yeah.
Well, in the Marine Corps, we call that sympathy. It's always flexible. So that's kind of how we deal with it.
I know. It's unexpected every day. And then you can't really talk about it. So you're just kind of like, Simper gummy. Get some gummy bears.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's go. This is what we do.
And always put a smile because, you know, in a day, what are you going to do? You're going to cry and then you'll laugh about it.
Yes. Yes. Never cry. Have that friend you can call, that spouse, you know, that someone that you can call, even if it's not a military person. I have a best buddy that I can call and just let it all out, and she just accepts it for what it is. She lets it happen, and you know, okay, now it's time to, like, yeah.
Birth is good because my girlfriend, like, put your big girl panties back on and start marching forward. I'm glad we got that out the way. Whoop, done.
I think that's that's what we all do. It's like, here we go. Let's have just one initial freak out, whatever we need to do, and then it's like, all right, got stuff. Things to take care of this, this.
Yeah.
So, did you teach classes? Is that what you said? Did I miss that? Or did I hear
classes?
Did you say that you teach something in Ohio that you're helping with? How do you do?
With resources? Is that what you were talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. So I help connect service members and veterans of all duty status to resources. So that's what I do for my job. So I get to, again, stand in that gap and be able to do that for service members, which is like the coolest thing in the world. So it's just awesome.
So what is your job? I mean, is it a program? Is it something that's part of the National Guard or a nonprofit? Yes.
No, it is part of, I'm contracted a DOD, Department of Defense contractor. And I work with Ohio National Guard Family Program. So I'm underneath that umbrella. And inside that umbrella, there are a lot of different entities. I'm talking from employment to legal to, the whole gamut. We have our youth program and transition, and it's all just inside there. Survivor outreach. You know, we don't ever want to think about that, but it's such a beautiful program to walk alongside these families to make sure that they're connecting to the resources that they need. And you know, the benefits and all of that, it's hard. So that program is wonderful. There's so many out there that are inside our Ohio National Guard family programs. And that is every state. So this is state governed. So our governor, you know, is on top of our National Guard, and then our family programs is for our state of Ohio. So each state is going to have their own programs. So the best way to connect to that, I will provide you a link for that.
We like
I love links. I love links.
I love what that. And I love this. I love how you're doing like the pyramid. And saying that about, yeah, because we like links and
So that is for Army National Guard families. Because it's different.
All resources, but it's how you're communicating the resources out, how you're delivering the message to people. So like that's the link we're gonna share today. You're saying there's all these resources and I'll be able to get those resources out.
Yes.
Yep. So thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
And we probably should start cutting the short since our technical difficulties. We've discovered when we talk too long, we tend to have technical difficulties.
I want to be your girlfriend and just talk forever, but yes, unfortunately,
let's do it.
it doesn't work that well. Is there anything else that you feel, and you're in Ohio, right? So all of the resources you're going to send are basically about Ohio. However, you said there's the one link that everybody can kind of go to decide.
Right. I would like to share with you two links for National Guard families, one for Army National Guard and one for Air National Guard. So that way they can connect and fill in those gaps like I'm talking about and make sure somebody can help them bridge the gap for them and walk alongside them and get them the help, the resources that they need for whatever the situation for their family is.
That's fantastic. Perfect. Thank you so much, Megan.
Nice meeting you and speaking with you.
I know, right? I told her we're going to send her a goodie because she's my little miracle worker for me last time. That is, if the team works, makes the dream work, right?
There you go. So
thank you for helping us, you know, finish day two of this series. And we'll be back tomorrow. Leslie will not.
I am traveling to Tennessee tomorrow. It's time for softball showcase season. So I am traveling up and on throughout the summer. So I'll be here with you all when I can. If not, I have no doubt that Holly can handle it.
Yes, so I like my wing person, but we get it. It's summertime, baby. It's life.
Yes, it is.
We're all trying to survive it.
Yes.
And thank you again, Megan, for joining us. And thanks for all the work you do for the National Guard families in Ohio.
And for both sides. Yeah. Up in both sides, air and ground. Thank you. So, and remember that military home base brings you home one base at a time.
Thank you.
Bye, Megan.
Thank you.